Now it's time to check in with John Taylor. He rejoins us now from Stern, Agee & Leach at 820 South 21st Street as we look at what could be a busy week in investments. Good morning, John.
Yeah, good morning. Well, today will be the lull before the storm. Of course, the markets were closed on Friday in the observance of Good Friday. Dow futures are up about 25 points this morning. NASDAQ and S&P, all of them up less. Futures up less than a half a point before the market opens. But here's what's happening this week. There will be 150 of the S&P 500 companies who report earnings this week. We have a few out this morning, but the real avalanche starts tomorrow, and we get companies this afternoon after the market closes, Netflix on Wednesday, Apple, Procter & Gamble this week, just enormous number of them. So far, two-thirds of the companies that have reported earnings for the first quarter, so far two-thirds of them have actually reported better-than-expected net income numbers, but more than half of them have reported top-line numbers that have been below Wall Street's expectations. Also, economic data this week that will be important. On Tuesday, we get existing home sales. Wednesday, new home sales. Thursday, durable goods numbers. That's stuff that's made the last more than 3 years, like we make around here and used to make more of. Also on Thursday, of course, first-time claims for unemployment benefits. But this morning, we have a sampling of a few companies that have reported. Let's talk about Halliburton. Halliburton is the number two oilfield services company, number two in the world. They reported a net income of $622 million for the first quarter. And that's a lot better than the small loss that they reported in the first quarter of 2013. But that loss in 2013 was impacted by the fact that they took a $1 billion charge for the Gulf oil spill. They say that revenue was up 5%, $7.35 billion in the first quarter. But it's interesting, if you look at the geography of their numbers, Eastern Hemisphere revenue was up 11%. And net income was up even more, 16%. If you look at North America, for example, revenue was only up 5%, but net income was actually flat, and that's because of pricing pressures that they're experiencing and pressure pumping and other things in North America. Kimberly-Clark, one of the largest consumer products companies, they make everything from Kleenex to Scott paper towels to Huggies to Depend adult diapers. They say their net sales were down about 1%, came in at $5.3 billion. Net income, though, $1.41 a share, better than last year and slightly above expectations. If you look at the toy sector, see some interesting numbers here. Now, last week, Mattel reported a surprising loss, an unexpected loss for the first quarter, among other things saying that Barbie sales were down. Well, now we get Hasbro, the number two company, and they actually returned to profitability after a loss of the same quarter of last year. But when you segment their numbers, kind of interesting. They say that girls' toy sales up 21%. And one of the things that was really strong was My Little Pony. I'm not sure I get that, I guess. And boy toy sales were actually only up about 2%. So what we see when we look at these numbers, we continue to see some kind of confusing numbers among consumer products, and how do we sort this out, and how's the consumer really doing? Well, throughout this week, we're going to get, like I said, 150 companies reporting this week, as well as a lot of economic data. So the market is waiting this morning, holding its breath, and seeing what it brings. And as I mentioned, futures are up slightly this morning after the market being closed on Friday.
John, sounds like you're excited to see what's going to happen with those 150 companies.
And it's kind of like trying to read the tea leaves. We'll see what happens. I think Apple is going to be maybe the most exciting one on Wednesday, and holds the key to be really encouraging or very disappointing.
All right, John. Thank you, sir.
Thanks, Bill.
John Taylor from Stern, Agee & Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. He can give you some ideas about your investments or answer a question about something he brought up during the broadcast. You can certainly visit with him at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith at Stern, Agee & Leach. Or you could call him. 479, of course, is the area code, 782-2527.